Yeah, I just started using these earbuds from Apple. They're older ones. They come in a little case that flips open, and to charge them, it has a USB cord. But I've been using them with my Mac, and they've been working like seamlessly. And now, as of yesterday, only one will play. Like, they'll both make a sound in my ear, but then just one plays. And it's a different one each time. I can switch them around, but I can never get the two playing. And I was fooling around with my focus settings. Could I have done something weird? Yeah.
Okay. So on a Mac, I'm trying to think where balance, audio balance would be. And it's in the control center if you have the latest version. But you say it happens with, you know, it all thinks left to right. It's not always the same. Is it the same ear always, or is it somehow?
It seems like it's switched. It seems like I think it was the other ear the second time I tried it. The other one. Yeah.
I had a similar problem with my AirPods Max and ended up calling Apple about it.
Ah, okay.
There may be a simple solution here. How long since you've charged them?
Well, you know what? I certainly could try that again.
Because sometimes putting them back in their case and charging them up kind of brings their minds back into focus, and then they work right.
I should do that.
Yeah. I do know that I've heard people who, if you don't get them exactly in the case just right, only one will charge.
Yeah.
One is to reset it, put them back in the charger to charge. And if it doesn't fix it, you can reset it. You open the charger, and then in the back, there's a button to press to reset the whole thing. Just reset it. Recharge that thing and then reset in the back. You open the charger. And in the back, when you feel towards the bottom of the charger, there's a very tiny button. You press it and then repair it, and it should fix it, I would think.
Speaking of AirPods, my left one, for some reason, is only going up to 80%. It originally would charge the rest of the way in the case, but lately it's just been going up to 80 and seems to stop. I'm doing some major tests on it today, but that seems to be what's happening.
I know they have some software feature that controls how much of it charges. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. So when you plug it in, it doesn't always charge all the way to 100%. The software controls the charge. So it could be that, I guess the solution would be leave it to charge for, say, overnight and see if it fixes it.
Yeah, I do that.
I wonder if the battery in that left earbud got damaged. Or just wore out.
Do you use just the left one a lot? Yeah, so you might be wearing out the battery in that one unevenly compared to the right one.
I don't hear out of my right ear. So when I use the right one in the left ear, it doesn't balance in the ear very well, and I run a higher risk of losing it. So I try not to do that. Plus the hearing aids I have now are also Bluetooth. So, you know, I switch on and off.
We got a device that you can put around your neck, and it has two flexible rubber items, and you can stick the part of the AirPod that goes into your case. You can stick that in the little end. So if it drops out of your ear, it's just going to go down, but it's still attached to the device. You can trace it with your hand and bring it back. Now, that doesn't solve the problem of it being perfectly. I know what you're saying. It feels weird when you put the right one in the left ear and vice versa, but it would help you use it in a way that might help conserve your left ear battery. I use them because when I'm exercising, I alternate, depending on whether I need to be speaking to people, between using my hearing aids and using my AirPods.
I had one Bluetooth that was a little too thick for my ear, and I'm just trying to find something that I could use outside, let's say, if I'm ordering an Uber or a Lyft and it's noisy and I want to hear it in my ear. So I just would like a suggestion as to whether what to go for.
I think what she's looking for is a single over-the-ear headphone that has a little bit thinner back piece and the one that she has is the Voyager Plantronics, 52.
Right. It doesn't fit comfortably, and it just isn't working for me.
Yeah, there's also the option of a single ear wired earpiece that you could just plug in, and because there's no electronics really and there's no over-the-ear thing, you just loop it over your ear and when you need it.
What do you mean wired in?
Instead of being wireless, it has a wire.
Instead of a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
The other thing you might do is ask AT guys if they have anything.
I know the Carroll Center has one of those single ear type things for like $20. It's not something uh-huh. you're going to use for listening to music or something like that. But, you know, one of those single ear things is a possibility. And again, it's going to have a wire. So you'd be wiring it into your phone.
And you can still do that, correct? Like I have an SE20.
You have to use the adapter.
Is it true that the 13 Pro and the 13 Pro Max have the same battery?
It's not the same battery.
So do you know what the difference is between the Pro and the Max?
I know the Max has a much longer battery life, but I have a 13 Pro and my husband has a 13 Pro Max. And the 13 Pro Max definitely has a longer battery life.
That is so annoying. That's what I was fearful of. I don't like the size of the Max, but I definitely want the extra battery.
What I did, I bought one of those MagSafe chargers that you can put on the back of the phone. That was my solution because I didn't want the Pro Max size.
So tell me about that. Are those relatively small or is it pretty thick?
I mean, I wouldn't keep it on all the time. It is thick. What I do is, you know, when my battery's starting to get low on mine, I just put that battery pack on and do it, particularly when I'm not necessarily going to be using the phone consistently. That's when I will do it.
Do you also use a case on your phone?
I have always used a case, and this year, for the first time, I did not.
I was planning to do the same thing, Amy. I thought this time I'm not going to get a case. Usually I buy an Apple case with extra battery, but yeah. I think I'm going to do what you're doing. And how is your battery remaining through? Because my battery, I have to have extra charge in my phone. Absolutely. So is this working well for you?
It's working well for me. What I would suggest that you also look at is what apps you have connected to things like notifications.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that can really eat up your battery.
What I found really eats the battery in my phone is if I don't have it, the auto lock set to lock fairly soon after I stop using the phone. Like if I set it to never and I forget to lock it occasionally, the battery goes down. I mean, I think I added 25% to the life of the battery per day by setting that to 3 minutes. And it's kind of a pain in the neck.
I always have my auto lock on to never.
Me too, because I have a code that I have to enter, and it's just such a nuisance. It makes that big of a difference. That is surprising.
My watch, I have a Series 4. My battery barely lasts a day, and I've tried shutting things off and so forth. Am I correct in assuming that if I go to the Apple store and I ask them for a new battery, they can put a new one in?
I'm going to do that very same thing later today.
I wanted to let you know, I was told that the watch battery will only last a day unless you get the newer watch. That was one thing with the 7, the battery length is longer. But they said that for a quote-unquote normal user, it should last from morning to evening was what I was told.
Well, it's really annoying because it used to last much longer and it doesn't now. And I've turned things off and I just find it. And I'm not really wanting to spend the money on a 7.
Well, you could also ask them about the watch battery. I mean, it might make a difference. I don't know. But that's just what I read on one of these blogs.